the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Feel like we might need some independent commentary on this one to see what you think, because I know we're going to be torn here on the Joe and Alex Show. Now, every Wednesday at 7:50, 6:50 Central, we do Joe's Journey. And this originally started with me being a fatty trying to lose some weight, because I'm like 400 pounds. I've lost 100 pounds before, I've gained it back, and I'm down like 20 or so pounds, but I should be a lot farther along. So, Live the Web Girl getting ready to go on vacation to Hawaii, wants to get it right, get it tight. And producer Pork Chop's like, man, my clothing is kind of getting tight. And it was like nice feeling about 2 months ago. They're like, hey, why don't we all do this together? Alex is just the skinniest fat person you'll ever meet, so she doesn't have to do anything.
There's no chance we're going to be able to get her to like do any sort of workout.
She's like, I'm dunking these nuggets.
Not
about
even
that?
Try.
I'm the judge. I'm keeping track of what you guys are doing.
Okay.
And I get to inflict punishment, which is a way more fun job.
Yeah, she's the executioner. So we started out the contest, and we went over pretty much, I thought, all the rules last week, but apparently there's been some discussion that we haven't. Now, the way it worked before is we said, hey, you got to work out 4 times per week, and after your workout, you got to post it on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. You can go follow us at Joe and Alex Show. That way we got proof you actually worked out.
And you guys started doing that yesterday.
Well, no, I started doing it like 3 days ago.
I've
been doing it
Friday.
A while ago.
I mean, everybody.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did it for like 2 days. Then finally, Pork Chop, after I called him and Live the Web Girl, he finally jumped in and did a walk? What did you do again?
Yes, I walked around the neighborhood.
Okay. And then.
Okay, Peepa.
That was his first workout. Joe's first out was yoga. Joe's second workout was yoga again.
Oh, what do you know? He did the same thing twice.
Yeah,
huh,
we never said anything
so
about it.
So you never said we couldn't do the same workout twice?
No.
Only about walking.
Only about walking.
Did
was
we
it
specifically
once?
Say
yes,
that?
That
you...
has been from the beginning.
But
we
like
have
specifically.
We did not say you couldn't walk twice.
Yes,
we
did.
True.
I literally, when I brought this up in the very first time in our boss's office, I literally said that walking could only count as one workout a week. And one, here's the thing too, in my life, I would never, a 30-minute walk is going to the mall. Let's be honest. Take a trip to the mall. That's the
it's
same thing.
It's not a real
thing.
Workout.
We're, no,
it
no,
is
hold
not
on.
A real
yes,
workout,
it is. If anybody right now is considering working out, it is a good starting point.
Yes.
A walk
yes.
is good for you.
Here is the thing. So the reason why I said a 30-minute walk once a week can be fine is because I know Joe is just getting back into working out. Pork Chop is just getting back into working out, and working out 4 days a week sounds very intimidating. And if you are starting off your workout journey, then a 30-minute walk once a week can be counted as a workout. I think so. Would I ever be like, oh, I'm trying to get in shape, let me go on a 30-minute walk? Hell no. Because
you should, though, because people can lose weight walking just 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, after 5 years.
So not true. No offense, but you don't know what you're talking about.
I could not, Joe, because there's no way that I could get my heart rate up enough to be able to actually burn any calories.
But you're close to being like physically like in peak condition.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not that in shape, but I'm just saying I wouldn't.
So but then, we did say last week, we did say, Liv and I both said, and you guys all agreed, you can't walk more than once a day.
No, we didn't. I went through all the audio.
I mean, not once a day, more than once for the workout, whatever. That's not true.
I listened to all the audio, and here's the actual audio that I have. Hold on, I'll give you a chance to respond, but that's not true. Here's the actual audio.
But you guys need 4 days a week workout.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so confident, and I can't wait to just watch you guys do challenges every week.
Well, that's awkward because that's going to bite you in the butt right now because, Liv, you, first of all, your argument is that you can work out twice a day. That's what you did the other day.
Yes, 2 a days. And I'm not saying that like I recommend that.
That's not healthy.
What, 2 a days? Are you joking?
Every single athlete,
I used to do 2 a days in dance.
I know. Okay. Well, let's say that you're lazy. Like next week, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do 3 workouts today.
No.
Are you gonna do 4 workouts in a day? Is that acceptable?
I don't think that should count. I don't think working out 4 times a day is healthy. I think if one of your 1 day a week, you do a 2 a day. Absolutely, especially if you have a lot going on that week and you can't plan, absolutely you should be able to.
833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. This is what we need to figure out. My personal opinion is this, and I want to know what people think about it. I think, Liv, I don't think it's fair for anybody to do 2-a-day workouts because then I could just get sweaty and change outfits. Like, oh man, I just got doing this. There's a chance somebody could lie. I'm not saying you lie. There were right. different parts in the day, but I'm saying it opens up the door. And I don't want that. No, you can work out twice if you want, but I say one day counts no matter how many times you work out or activities that you do. Also, I think you should be able to do any activity, whether it's if you want to weightlift 4 times a week, you want to walk 4 times a week. I've been doing yoga. I still have to get my stuff in. I still could be eliminated, but I have today and tomorrow to do it.
Right.
I think that pork chop's still in this one with his walking. Okay. I don't think that's a punishment to be handed down. You, however, though, I think, Liv, for whatever reason, your busy schedule, you are going to have to face punishment on Wednesday.
All right.
Wow.
So I don't think, and here's what makes me mad too, also, is that, not actually mad, but like whatever.
No, get it out. It's cool. Therapy
is
time.
Is that we had, even if we did not reiterate, because we talked about this 4-day challenge thing, like I'm saying like 3 weeks leading up to actually going live on air about it. We were going to wait until after Thanksgiving, all this stuff.
Yep.
Every time we brought it up, I said, and a 30-minute walk can count as a workout for like 1 day a week. I said that a million times. Alex even remembers me saying it and even heard me saying it. And she never hears
on
or listens
air.
To everything.
On the air, on Wednesday, Alex said that one of them can be a 30-minute walk.
Yeah, one.
One of them.
Implying that, like, that's an example.
One of the ways to work out is.
Yes,
no,
precisely.
I meant one of the days.
Well, if you listen back, you'll hear. And wait, you know what? Hold on. I want to talk about your workout.
Okay.
So what did you do? Tell me.
So I ran 2 miles.
Okay.
In under a 10-minute mile pace.
And then
so
what was your second workout?
Yoga.
Okay. So now for your first workout, you said you ran 2 miles, right?
Yes.
And how long did that take you altogether?
That took me 19 minutes and 30 seconds.
19 minutes. You just clearly admitted to breaking the rules because the rules were you had to work out for 30 minutes. You ran for 19
ridiculous.
Minutes,
this
that
is,
doesn't count.
This is
and
ridiculous.
You're out.
No, this is ridiculous.
Yes, no, the rules are work out for 30 minutes. And you've been saying
said,
that today.
I said a 30-minute walk. If you were going to be walking, you should not do it any less than
so
30
then
minutes.
I can
think
do...
a 2-mile run should count as a workout. So, are you kidding me? I would like to see... Either one of you all get your asses up and run 2 miles in 19 minutes and 30 seconds.
That.
You walked 1.7 miles, which isn't even 2 seconds, in 30 minutes.
Right. I was walking.
I did. I'm sorry, but that is not a freaking workout.
Okay,
you're
going to
call me out on my 2 miles in 19 right. minutes and 30
okay.
seconds not a workout.
So I'll do 100 push-ups right now. Boom. There's my workout.
Fine. That's, yeah. Okay.
That's, really?
I mean, 100
we agreed, guys. Hold on.
It needs to be time.
I think that's so stupid. Because
but that's
I
what
do...
we agreed. Listen,
oh
whether you agree or
I'm
not,
I'm crazy.
I know you are, but Liv,
because
I totally forgot.
It's not about the time.
Well,
it's
then
about
who's
the quality.
The judge,
guys, real quick, please.
I think Liv is right.
Alex, she's wrong. Here's why she's wrong, and unfortunately, I'm right. That's great conditioning that you have there. But we agreed the basics of this competition was for simple workouts, and it was that you had to do an activity for 30 minutes four times a week.
No, that wasn't the thing. It was going to say
Liv.
If you were going to walk. If you're going to walk or if
you're
just
one
of those days, then 30 minutes is a limit.
Because, that's for sure what we established.
And also, because do you know how many HIIT workouts I do? There is no HIIT workout that is 30 minutes long.
Well, then you better find a new workout because it looks like you only have 1 day
so
of working
mad.
Out. I'm sorry that you failed.
Listen, Kylie on Twitter at Joan Alex Show says compromise. One walk. One, a walk only counts once a week. Two, 2 days don't count because the challenge was to work out four days a week, not 4 times.
I'm fine with that.
Sean says, at Joan Alex Show, remember guys, the human body is designed to walk all day nonstop. 30 minutes is not even burning 50 to 100 calories. That's not a workout.
I know, that's actually not burning 100 calories. You have to be running at
Hold on a minute, let me finish.
Yeah, you gotta quit talking for a second. Calm down.
Sean
says, this doesn't count as a workout either for you.
Sean says, that's not a workout. You should walk an hour every day. Kayla says, I think a walk definitely counts. Rather, walking in or around areas or walking on a treadmill, even at an incline, and if someone lies, they're just cheating themselves. Everyone is different. Their bodies are different. I think as long as you're staying active, that should count. Mary is like, oh my God, everyone on Joan Alex Show is getting so heated
now. No, this is hold on. I think there's some people calling here. We might wrap it up in just 1 second. We'll address this on Wednesday, but I think we got some calls. So let me play a song real quick. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
The thing is, though, actually, we do need to, if we need to skip a song, I think we have to skip a song and take calls because we have to address this now because on Wednesday is when the first punishment happens, not debating on what the rules are.
Let me regroup. Give me 3 minutes. If there's calls, there's calls. If not, we will have a final judgment on what's happening. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Don't punch him, Liv. Liv, get back. Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Okay, so I don't agree with Liv first, because if she was to hire a personal trainer, right? So spend her money with a personal trainer, and you were to tell a personal trainer, oh, by the way, I worked out twice this week, two in one day. I don't need you the third day. No.
I would never get you for 3 days. Here's the thing. I would never do that. I mean, if I'm talking realistically, I would never do that. And I would not consider just working out 2 a days good enough, or like what, for twice in one day good enough for the week. I would never do that. But I'm saying, as far as the challenge goes, I think that 2 a days, I know plenty of trainers, actual personal trainers, because I work at a gym, that do 2 a days, and they count them as two separate workouts. Do they still work out the other 4 days of the work week? Hell yeah, they do. They work out 6 days a week.
I think
they do count as two separate workouts.
This whole thing, and I'm not arguing necessarily that you're right or wrong, and Anna, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. The whole idea of this journey began, and this competition where we brought in producer Porkchop and Liv, who also wanted to get in shape and try to lose some weight, was not like, how intense can your workout be? It was just, hey, dang it, let's get active. I've been struggling myself, Joe, because I do good. Then I'd be falling off the wagon. It's like, let's establish some simple baseline things.
Yes.
Liv, you are the most athletic person that I know, whether you think you are or not.
That's true.
And it's right. Like, that's what we have to do, because, I mean, if I would have known I could work out really, really intense for 5 minutes, I would have done that.
Okay, but
like,
I'm
who's the
saying...
judge? Who is the judge to tell, oh, that workout you did for 15 and a half minutes was intense or not intense enough?
Well,
how do you know?
How do you know, what's intense?
Like, that's why we set 30 minutes. So whatever we do for 30 minutes.
Okay, so as we go on this discussion, I'm writing down the rules now. So I'm writing on my piece of paper right now. It says hashtag Joe's Journey Rules. The first rule that we can all agree on is you have to work out, it doesn't matter what order or whatever, but 4 days, for 4 days okay. before the next Joe's Journey, right?
Right. Which is so, Wednesday through Tuesday.
So two-a-days don't count.
Okay, hold on a minute. Have to work out
mm-hmm.
4 different days.
Right.
Between
Wednesday and Tuesday.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the week.
All right.
All right. And then the second thing is
you don't talk about Joe's journey. At least 30 minutes.
I don't think that is right.
All right. So we don't put a time on it.
But that's what we originally based this whole thing on, Liv, was 30 minutes.
The only thing I used 30 minutes for was yoga and walking. To be able to get your heart rate up enough for it to be considered a workout, I think it needs to be 30 minutes for yoga, 30 minutes for walking.
You need to realize. Then don't do that. We're not talking about advanced NFL workouts here. We're talking about basic working out for people.
I know, but in HIIT, high intensity interval training is so easy for people to do, especially at home, and especially if they are crunched for time or have a tight schedule. It is 20 minutes. It's 15 to 20 minutes long, and it is a high intensity interval workout. I think that should count. We haven't decided that yet, Alex.
So hold on. Carolyn, you're on
the
show.
What
is this right here? Hold on. I want to see what Liv has to say about all this. What'd you say?
But you guys need 4 days a week workout.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so confident. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to just watch you guys do challenges every week.
I'm just so frustrated so much right now.
Well, I would be too.
For so many reasons.
She's going to start crying.
All right, no. Carolyn, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I agree with Joe and Porkchop.
Yes.
On what?
Any movement is an improvement.
How long are we going to keep saying that, though?
Anyway, is attractive.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Let's write down in the rules, a walk can only be considered a workout for 1 day of the week.
No, but Liv, I'm 400 pounds. I can't do what you're doing.
In your entire body when you're walking. Your heart rate's going up, movement. That is a workout.
Liv wants me, and that's fine if you guys have a replacement. You want it to be the Liv and Alex show.
No.
But when I drop dead from a high-intensity workout, that's fine. But you're going to have to replace me.
If you do yoga 3 times a week and then walk 1 time a week, I'm completely okay with
any
that.
Any movement is improvement.
Yes.
Yeah, but for how long? For 10 years? Joe has a goal of losing 100 pounds. He'll never do it at that point.
Hold on, you sound like we're on The View. One at a time here. Thank you, Carolyn, for calling in. Please, you can talk.
Okay, well, also, I want to know when I can bring up our Instagram votes, because we are...
Do it right now. Go ahead. The mic is yours. Instagram votes
so
what?
So I said that Porkchop's second walk for 30 minutes should not count, and I put it up on Instagram to let the people vote. Do they think it should count? Because... We had said, and 66% of people said, no, your second walk should not count.
What?
Yes. Which one? You could have worked out another time yesterday. You could have gone on a jog last night.
Oh, but a jog counts, everyone.
Also, and then he put, should Liv be eliminated for the two-a-day workout?
Yes.
And 63% say no, she shouldn't be eliminated.
But your own boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, said you should.
That's true. Jewel Daddy voted against you.
That was a mistake.
Dan, Joe, Dan is calling you out on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. He says, Joe, walking only counts if you've been bedridden for years. Walking my dog for 30 minutes is not a workout, LOL.
No, it is. I did the 30-minute walk. That is a workout.
You guys are discouraging.
Hold on.
Can I talk real quick?
Go ahead.
You guys are discouraging so many people right now listening to the Joe and Alex Show. They're like, well, all I can do is like walk 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that's
here's Joe's
good.
Everybody gets a trophy mentality.
No, that's not even true, Alex. See, you don't even. The thing is, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's what bothers me. It's like, it's cool you're the skinniest fat person in the world, self-described. That's great. But you never work out. You don't do anything. You couldn't even do a bar class.
Yeah, get on my sloth life level. Who cares about working out?
I do. I'd like to live and not die. If somebody wants to walk for 30 minutes four times a week, I think it's just 30 minutes of activity. Liv, if you want to go high intensity, good. Do it 30 minutes that day.
No.
Agreed.
Are you kidding me? You can't do high intensity workouts for 30 minutes straight.
Chris, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to talk, and you were saying that you had a goal of losing 100 pounds, and it's going to be a lot simpler for you to do than for someone like Alex to continue to get an even better shape.
I think if Alex lost 100 pounds, she'd be gone.
Negative. She'd be negative 2 pounds.
Yeah, I'm not participating in this.
Right, but walking 30 minutes, I mean, there's a lot of variance in that. If you're going to walk faster from the couch to the refrigerator to get another chocolate bar or whatever,
Twinkie,
than you are walking around the cul-de-sac, that's not going to work. So
yeah.
If you're walking and you still have the ability to talk at a normal rate and you're not breathing hard,
it's not
you
a
might
workout.
As well just get back on the couch.
Chris, I talk for a living and I'm out of breath doing it, okay? Everything for me is a workout.
Okay, here's where I think we should wrap this up on. Zach, first of all, says on Twitter, any movement is improvement. He says, saying that any movement is improvement is the same as getting a participation trophy. What's the point if you don't challenge yourself? And Kirsten said, girl, just run 2 miles and then walk for 10 minutes. It's only 10 more minutes of working out. And Madison says, Joe, Liv, and Porkchop need to buck up. You guys need to just have Alex make the rules and get over yourselves, or you're always just going to keep arguing. We're never going to solve this. So I agree. I think I should just make these rules.
Okay,
you can't make rules for the competition if you don't understand.
We need a health person to make the rules.
Okay, you know what?
No, because I don't think it needs to be that intense. I'm just going to say.
I can maybe ask one of my friends who's a personal trainer at the gym that I work out to maybe help with the rules.
No, see, we can't do that because we have to get this figured out now because we have this coming up on Wednesday morning.
Fine. We'll post the rules at the end of the show on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Also, are we going by the vote?
I was going to say was for the rules, you have to work out four different days between Wednesday and Tuesday. 2 days don't count. You can't walk for more than one day as one of your workouts. And you have to post some sort of proof on Instagram.
Okay. So
that's my
rules. Are eliminated.
Perfect. No, because I said if we're going off.
She still has today and tomorrow.
If we're going off by the Instagram votes, are we going off by the Instagram votes?
No, that was just an opinion. That doesn't mean
anything.
She
just said it's in the rules that you have to work out 4 days.
Well, she just made these rules. We just established that.
Liv, listen.
So going forward.
No, hold on.
All right, fine.
Liv, I think you should face punishment on Wednesday.
All right, fine. I'll pay his face punishment, and then Porkchop has to, too. Because he walked. It's in the rules. She literally
That's
just
true.
Said it's in the rules.
All right, listen. We will, as Liv mentioned, follow us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. We will have a table after the show. We will table this and we will talk, and the results will be posted today of what's happening. We'll find out, is Liv the web girl? Is producer Porkchop going to face punishment? I think the takeaway from this, guys, is that I, Joe, on Joe's Journey, am the only one that actually is working out.
Someone on our Instagram said Liv Karis equals most annoying person on the air.
Have they heard Alex?
Well, hey, I'm also the fittest person on the air, so I'm sorry I'm passionate about something.